I says to him, 5's a goodly number, but I can do it in time. And he says, how much time? And I says, a fortnight. Well, this makes him cool the cockum for a bit. And then he says, he needs it quicker than a fortnight. I says, 8 days. He says, 8 days is too long, and he starts to say he's off to Greenwich in 8 days. But then he catches himself like, Greenwich? Allenby said, frowning. Oi, sir, Greenwich was on the tip of his tongue. But he stops down and says it's too long. So I says, well, how long? And he says, 7 days. So I says, I can translate in 7 days. And he says, what time of the day? And I says, noontime. And he says, noontime's too late. He says, no later than 10 o'clock.
7 days, Allenby said, meaning Friday next.
No, sir. Thursday next. 7 days from yesterday it was.
Go on.
So I says after Emin and Hor, I says, I can have his pieces on Thursday at 10 o'clock. And he says that's fly enough, but he's no flat, this one. And he says, any gammy cock him, and it'll go hard for me.
Allenby looked at Sharp again. Sharp said,
the gentleman is no fool, and warned them that if the guns were not ready at the arranged time, it would be hard on Bill.
And what did you say, Bill?
Allenby inquired. I says I can do it, and I promise him. And he gives me 10 gold pushes, and I granny the ream, and he takes his leave, and says he'll be back Thursday next.
What else?
Allenby said. Oh, that's a lot, Bill said.
There was a long silence. Finally, Allenby said, what do you make of this, Bill?
That's a flash pull, and no mistake. He's no mucksnight, this gent, but a hikey bloke who knows his business.
Allenby tugged at an earlobe, a nervous habit.
What in Greenwich has the makings of a proper flash pull?
Damn me if I know, Chucky Bill said.
What have you heard? Allenby said.
I keep my lils to the ground, but I heard nothing for a pull in Greenwich, I swear.
Allenby paused. There's another guinea in it for you, if you can say. A fleeting look of agony passed across Choky Bill's face.
I wish I could be helping you, sir, but I heard nothing. It's God's own truth, sir.
I'm sure it is, Allenby said.
He waited a while longer and finally dismissed the pawnbroker, who snatched up the guinea and departed. When Allenby was alone with Sharp, he said again, what's in Greenwich?
Damn me if I know, Sharp said.